You're listening to SBS News.
When Satinder discovered her husband Sumit's visa was refused, she hit rock bottom. The Australian citizen had endured years of a long-distance relationship with her partner, and the news came as a shock.
I'm going through so much at the moment. Right. I can't take it anymore.
During this documentary entitled Who Gets to Stay in Australia, she took an overdose, declaring the Department of Home Affairs should be held responsible. After years of living apart, the department had questioned whether her relationship with Sumit was real. Satinder says she made an irrational decision in the emotion of the moment and has since sought professional help for her mental health. She encourages others to do the same. On appeal, the relationship was finally accepted as genuine. Immigration lawyer Yun Chen says they have now been granted a partner visa. Ms. Chen says immigration law is complicated and subjective.
And then you've got the department coming and saying that, you know, we don't believe that you're in a relationship because of these things that we are not satisfied of. And that's the real build-up, is that mental health isn't just a quick decline. It's a very slow kind of, it chips away at you.
She notes the pair's processing time was longer than usual.
In the lead up to the refusal decision, we could sense that a negative decision could be coming, given the interview that they had and the information put to us that the department were not convinced of the relationship. And it was very much that she just wanted it to be over, the process. It was just taking such a big toll on her. She didn't even care if it was a negative decision. She just wanted a decision.
Melbourne-based consultant psychologist Maradia Selvi works for culturally specific services and says many clients are referred for mental health support.
These migrants that are in our country and they're waiting on in these visa queues are in a state of prolonged insecurity with little certainty and control over their lives and their futures. Not having control and being in a state of limbo, I think for any one of us, is going to cause serious detrimental psychological distress to us.
She says when people are not granted permanent residency, some must begin again, and often they face financial hardship. Partner visas currently cost $7,715, with 90% of offshore applications processed within 18 months. Ms. Selvi says she knows of one man who took his own life when his visa was rejected.
And with this gentleman, unfortunately, no matter what we did, we could not get him to see past the opportunity of an ongoing life.
More than 25,000 applications for permanent residency are refused each year. Associate Professor Shanthi Robertson from Western Sydney University says Australia's migration system is one of the most complex in the world.
And waiting times for a lot of these visas are basically indefinite. So that for me is a really key part of it, that people actually don't know. They have often no idea when their visa might be approved or when it might be rejected. And that really holds people in a really difficult space.
She says in many cases, applicants are already living in Australia on temporary visas, and if they miss out, they risk losing their established life.
And they have a home and they have a job and they have a community and they have a life, and so there's a lot more riding on the visa than if they were applying from offshore.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs says visa applications are generally processed in the order in which they are received, and processing times vary according to individual circumstances, as well as the complexity of the application, for example, in relation to assessments of identity, health, character, and national security. The Health Department says the government is helping mental health providers support culturally and linguistically diverse communities, including migrants. Listeners needing support can contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 13 11 14 or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.